what do you call the area around a barn?
Barnyard.
What do you call a building where you would store, well, first of all, what is the yellow substance that comes in ears that you would shell and feed the chickens?
Corn.
And what would you call a building where you might store this?
Crib.
When you're referring to this, do you put the two words together, or you just say crib?
No, it's crib, but in the olden days, there's always corn crib and cottonseed house and everything they're full term with.
Oh, what's a cottonseed house?
That was a building where we stored cottonseed, just cottonseed.
Just cottonseed. What did you do with cottonseed?
Fed to the cows.
You did? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Well, what's a silo then?
That's a damp feed where corn stalks are ground up into almost real fine, and it's just blown into a tall tower-like building, and it reacts somehow or other and becomes a feed, and it doesn't spoil usually, and it's real good feed. It's damp feed.
Oh, there's some process then going on in there of changing it.
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
They don't put any salt in there to preserve it or know anything. Because when I was out at Mount Berry in the summertime, that was one of the jobs I did, was packing in the silos. The stuff would be blown in from the top, just falling down on us like snow, and several of us being there walking around and around, just walking around and around and around, packing.
How'd you breathe?
Well, we learned.
You held your breath for a long time.
I guess we breathed a good bit of raw corn syrup. Not syrup, but what they make syrup out of, I guess. Because it was wet. It was just tumbling down on us all the time. Mm-hmm. We were walking around and around just packing it with our feet.
Oh, goodness.
And I don't remember anything being put in there to preserve it. It just, in that building, the heat or something.
The way the building is built has a function then in doing it.
And now farmers don't generally use silos because it's too expensive. They dig great pits in the ground and blow the stuff in the ground.
They do.
And cover it up again. So they just go out and back their truck up there and haul out, pick up loads at a time for the cattle.
I didn't know that either.
Yes.
Well, do they use bulk storage much here?
Yes.
That's when you buy the feed, though, from the feed dealer, and you get a better price because he delivers it in a truck.
Now, the chicken industry, you know, they have tanks that hold, oh, I don't know, maybe 1,000 of gallons, and they come out with their truck and blow the feed in there, and then it's, I don't know how they do it in the chicken houses, whether they shovel it out, or whether it's blown into the feeders, or what.
But
you do see around chicken houses, you know, with metal tanks, that the feed is blown in. It's never sacked up, probably never put in buckets even in the chicken houses.
But it's not, there's no process going on in that, I'm sure. What do you call the upper part? You've told me, I think, the upper part of the barn.
That's the hayloft.
What does it look like? Can you describe what a loft is like?
Well, it has a floor, and all above it is just the roof of the barn. So you have all the space up there. You can pack hay completely to the completely to the roof.
Does it have openings? Is it closed off completely, or are there openings?
No, there's a lot of vents. The sides have cracks in them purposely under the roof overhang. They have windows, sometimes not even a window in it, just the spaces on each end of the barn where air can circulate.
And do you sometimes throw hay out those when you're...
Well, not out the windows, but they have places in the floor.
Oh, in the floor. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Holes in the floor. You can drop hay down into the individual stalls.
Oh.
And or throw them out in the barnyard, out the door of each end of the barn.
Oh, I see.